is the Storymobile Podcast. We are a solar-powered moving art space that travels to events and through neighborhoods to collect your stories. The St. Paul Almanac book was created in 2005 and has since been released annually. The goal is to bring together the diverse community of St. Paul through literary arts. The Almanac is a meeting place for sharing stories and artwork of our community. This year, the St. Paul Almanac released their 11th volume, On a Collected Path. As part of a reading festival, authors have gathered at various venues throughout St. Paul to read their fabulous work. On Thursday, May 4th, readers gathered at Amore Coffee to read their pieces from St. Paul Almanac, On a Collected Path, Volume 11.
Next up, we have Pierre Fulford. Pierre, go ahead. Pierre Fulford, a.k.a. Pierre the Poet, not only seeks to promote peace for himself, but for all of humanity, and art is his weapon of choice. A native of St. Paul, he is greatly inspired by the life and works of Jesus Christ, Tupac, and Malcolm X. Please give a round of applause for Pierre Fulford.
Another name I'm going by, change names frequently. So it went from Pierre the Poet to Minister Pierre X. And one, because the word minister means servant, right? And so I really believe it's a conviction of mine that with art you can serve, right? And that's the beautiful thing. And the X means to multiply. And I just want at this moment, just in this space, multiply the spirit of love. I really believe that can change the world. Someone asked us to do something very comfortable for those who love words of affirmation, uncomfortable for those who don't. So who's ever next to you, just give them three words of affirmation. Starting right now, go. Give them a compliment. They look good. That mocha smells great.
You're awesome.
Thank you. All right, so as you guys are, look at you guys, so rambunctious. Look at the love. Okay, so as you guys are, guys and gals, are soaking in that love now. You see how this, you see what just happened here? You see what we just did? We just blew some stuff up in a good way. There was a test that was done, scientific study, how the words of affirmation affect test performance. There was three test groups, study groups, and the ones that received words of affirmation as they were taking the test had to come back the next day and take that same test, and they performed better than the other two groups that didn't. So actually receiving words of affirmation can help you do better on test. And how many know life is a test sometimes?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna go to page 118. It's the love section. Oh, God, so gracious. Like, they put me in the love section. and the angel was walking across the street, said, this is how do you pronounce the name?
Amore.
Amore.
That's Amore.
French for
love.
See how that just tied in? All right. Another poem is called Good Grief. It's a play on words, even though we don't really like to play with words, but it's you get it? Cool. It's called Good Grief, and it's a snapshot of a reality that I come from, meaning my friends come from. Some of you may even come from this reality. So take a journey with me to my vantage point, our vantage point, your neighbor's vantage point. Good Grief. Gospel for the black boy. I'll never turn my back, boy, on the ghetto that I hail from, cause I know we need joy. Grieving when she lost a boy, son to gun destroy. These avenues are full of dark, street lamps are decoys. Light, for real, is badly needed. Hunger here is no secret. Hunger here, the belly preaching sermon title, I'm done believing. That you really care for us. But you'll sell us fancy trucks if our credit's good enough. If not, interest is going up. It's just a prison without bars. Miss a payment, credit scarred. Maintain pavement, get a job plus the two you had before. Family time factored out. Children never see they pa. Mama raising them alone, loneliness inside her heart. Workaholic, alcoholic, what's the difference? Who can call it? But we got a smartphone. Maybe there's an app to solve it. This is not for sympathy. This is just reality for every family making under 40K. Good grief. Inside my grandma's eyes, I never looked before until I saw the look when granddad came back from that liquor store. Slurring with a new cologne, nothing she could condone, but no time for scolding here. She's just glad he made it home. That'll teach you a lot about love, the power of a simple hug, and the ability to understand why they would turn to drugs. A war inside you'll never see. Most of us are blind and free from the hell they travel through until the day they rest in peace. And peace is never guaranteed. When all you see is killing sprees over bread and over greens, the scarcity is scaring me. One night she might bury me like the seed of apple of a tree. I just pray that the fruit I bear helps a generation eat, so Papa isn't overworked, and Mama isn't home alone, and children see a family structure worth building their future on. They don't want me talking church. This is that truth that will set you free from 40K, no overtime, just all your time. Good grief, I don't want you starving ever. Robbing just to solve it ever. Family problems get no better until we unify our efforts. Clever, yes, we are together. Only if it's main endeavor, you can be rich alone when sacrifice is not the standard. But when standard is set in stone, that's when family home would grow, starting with the beat and bones. I'm talking about the heart. Oh, that's the hardest part, yo. When heartless seems to run the globe, to walk in love seems in vain, but in the vein is blood flow. In other words, love is needed. Only force I'm bleeding for. Dr. King found the secret. Only force can change our world. Enemies can't believe it. When you help instead of hurt, only proving that you're not whatever that they thought you were. Evil will undo itself. Goodness, truest form of wealth, but you'll never make the Forbes list for saving somebody else. But you'll always have their heart. That's what love truly means. 40K is not compensation. Where I'm from, we just call it good grief. Thank you.
To hear more stories, learn more about Storymobile, and to find out where we'll be pedaling off to next, visit storymobile.org.